you had beaten Marin many times, but this was too much, or the veterans are marking the land?
Veteran?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, well, not the old. I mean veteran, not old. Sorry.
I don't feel like a veteran, but you said I'm a father. Okay, then I should call myself veteran. I hoped I will not reach the stage to call myself veteran this early in my career, but okay. It was a great performance. I was hoping I can play this way. I was preparing myself for this match. I knew already 1 week ago that I'm going to play Marin at 8 p.m. on Monday. My team did a good scouting. We thought about what's the game plan. I stepped in and executed really well. His debut in the World Tour Finals probably has gotten best out of him in terms of his nerves. He could see that he didn't feel so comfortable and tried to use my experience playing in the stage, which in the stadium, which is pretty different from any other.
It was such a confident display by you. You've not lost a match in Shanghai. You've not lost here in London. Do you remember when you lost last time? It was long time ago. So what does this win do for your confidence and for the fact that you're on another winning run?
Well, it does help my confidence, no doubt about that. I don't know how long the run is going to go for, but fortunately I had runs in my life, winning runs, and I know how that feels. And the right mental approach for me is, as always, is to take one match at a time. And this is a unique format. Of course, winning in straight sets helps a lot for the rest of the tournament. But I'm going to try to win every match that I play on, obviously, but it does help for qualification for the semifinals eventually and so forth. And the day between the matches also helps in order to recover, get yourself ready for the next one. And hope I can just continue playing this well.
Stand 1-6-1-6-1, you win 6-1-6-1. Are those surprising score lines, in your opinion, for a tournament like this, or not surprising?
Yes, I think. Realistically speaking, maybe we both were favorites in our matches, but to win 6-1-6-1, both, this is maybe something that people didn't expect, and we too. But again, we both played some great tennis, and I'm sure that our match is going to be very interesting.
I know, Mark. You may correct me if I'm wrong. I think you haven't lost indoor since you lost to Saqqari in Paris-Bercy. What has changed on you? Because before, 4 years ago, your best surface probably was hardcourt, I think. And now it seems to be indoor. I mean, is that correct or I'm wrong? And where do you feel more confident right now?
It's tough to say. I like outdoor hardcourt as well. And still, I love playing on clay, grass, not too bad. But indoor has been very successful last couple of years. I don't play too many indoor events, as a matter of fact, only two, Paris and London. So, I give myself a lot of time to prepare for these events, for indoor tournaments, and I enjoy them. I really do. I think, for the servers, they were asking me, how do I feel returning indoors comparing to outdoors? It is different and it's better for the returner. It's better for the server, but I feel like it's better for the returner, because the ball bounces more or less the same every time, so you can anticipate better.
Novak, is it just the surface or also something related to this specific period of the year? What makes a difference compared to the other? We sometimes look a bit spent and you reach a peak at this time of the year.
Well, I cannot speak in the names of the other players, but I do feel mentally, as everybody else, challenged at this time of the year to finish off the season in the best possible way. So I think, considering how long the season is, everybody is mentally, physically, emotionally tired, and and exhausted, but this is where in the last couple of weeks of the year where you have to find your last drop of strength and motivation to finish off the year in style. So that's where I find basically mentally motivation, and game wise I explained why, you know, indoor surface and conditions are suitable to my style of the game.
Yeah, two very different questions. One, will, if Federer wins the Davis Cup, in your mind, will that put him in a different light as far as his career and history? And secondly, last year when you came in here, you very harshly criticized the governing body of tennis, the doping. You called it, you didn't trust it. You said that they were unprofessional. I'm just wondering, a year later, if you feel the same way or differently, and what you think about Troike's, obviously made his way back almost to the top 100.
Well, first question, winning Davis Cup is truly something special because it's a team competition, the only official team competition we have basically in the individual sport. So I'm sure that that's going to be a very motivating fact for prior to this final for Roger. And it's probably the only thing he hasn't won in his career. And you know, going back and looking what he has achieved, if Davis Cup title is going to impact it in a major way, I don't think so. I mean, of course, it's going to mean a lot to him, and we all know that it's very difficult to win Davis Cup because you don't win it by yourself. You have to, it's a team effort, and so I'm sure that he's going to be having plenty of motivation to do so, but I don't think in a major way it can influence his career. The second question, I still feel the same regarding the situation with Victor. I was referring only to his case. I wouldn't talk more about it because I said what I needed to say. I'm glad that he's back in tennis, and I think he has made one of the best comebacks of the season, that's for sure. He's on the verge of top 100. I don't know if he got a top 100 or he's around, but he's going to be in the main draw of Australian Open, which is incredible. I mean, considering the fact he started end of July, and to till the end of the season, up, you know, 4 or 5 months, he managed to get to where he is from scratch. So I'm very glad for him. He's a very, very dear friend of mine.
I'd like to ask about one of your next opponents, Tomáš Berdych. What's your relationship? How do you get along, and how do you see him as a player or as a person?
We get along very well. We practice with each other, and I know Tomáš for a long time. He's one of the most consistent players on the tour. Very powerful player, great serve, and great forehand, and somebody that. That has been around for many years, established top 10 player as well. You know, the relationship that we have is very fair, very respectful to one another.
You were spotted at the doubles. You were spotted at doubles last night, so I'm curious what you think about Zimonjić's return, not just to the World Tour Finals after 3 years, but also he's now number 3 in the ranking, which is pretty good considering, and also what it meant to you to have a player like Nemeth already on tour when you were just getting started. You know, he was already an established player. How much did that mean to you?
Yeah, Nemeth is a dear friend of mine and somebody that has helped me when I was developing into a professional player. Actually, when I was 13, 14, I was practicing with the same coach that time, Bogdan Obradovic, that is a Davis Cup captain. He was his coach, and at that time I was also you know, practicing in Belgrade whenever I was there with Bogdan, and Nenad would hit a few times with me. So, and already at that time he was one of the top doubles players, so for me that was an experience and a learning experience, and obviously something I respected a lot. And you know, we have a relationship for a long time, and he did always help with his advices. He was always there, you know, to play, to talk, whatever is necessary. So I never forget that.
Can you repeat the poppies?
Yes, I understand what it is, but what was the question
just,
for me?
Do you recall sort of first noticing that people were doing it here and just asking about it?
Few years ago, I started noticing it. Yes, I say it's obviously very important for the nation to remember people who gave their life for this country, and I think I respect that. I respect that a lot. I think it's a very nice part of the culture that you nurture.
Hi Novak, my name is Severina, I write for the Bulgarian media. I know this question is a bit off topic, but our readers would really like to know which is your most memorable memory with Grigor Dimitrov this year.
I know what it was last year when we took off our shirts at the exhibition event in Bootles before Wimbledon. We had a lot of fun there. He's a great guy, very good player. That has a potential definitely to be a Grand Slam winner one day. And he's already working his way through. Played semi-finals of Wimbledon, and I think that's our most memorable, let's say, day of this year, of this season, where we played each other, you know, over 3 hours match and pushed each other to the limit. So he's got a lot of talent. He's good looking. He speaks good English. He has Maria Sharapova for girlfriend. What more can you ask for? And he's Bulgarian.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Serbian.